Chapter 1. Nicole. A shrill buzzer splits my brain in two. My hand searches for my phone, but it's nowhere. If I have to open my eyes to find my phone to stop the damn alarm, I'll never get back to sleep. I must have left it in the pocket of my jacket, which is somewhere. Buzz, buzz, buzz. Shut up, phone. Dad will hear and walk right in with his way too cheerful for this time of day, rise and shine, girly girl, routine. I'm not ready to rise, and I sure don't feel like shining. I just want to sleep. Thank God the buzzing stopped. I try to fall back to sleep, but a copper light seeps under my eyelids. What now? Did I forget to close the shades? I must have been out of it when I came in last night. Where was I? Can't remember. Just go to sleep. Yeah, right. Not with that light in my face. Geez, can't a girl go out and have fun without an insanely early wake-up call from Mr. Sunshine? All right, you win. I'm up. A spotlight blinds me. I shield my eyes, but there's no escaping the brightness. A shadowy figure appears up ahead. Dad? The figure is there and gone before I can make out who it was. I blink hard and the light splinters into a thousand tiny rainbows shooting in all directions. In the remaining soft glow, a crowded room comes into focus. Only it's not my room. I'm standing on a large round platform rimmed by a sleek, transparent, shoulder-high barrier. I might have been here before, but I can't remember when. There have to be at least 20 kids standing around. Most look around 16 like me, but a few are super young. What is this place? It's not actually a place at all. There are no walls, no ceiling or sky, only this floating platform in the middle of nowhere. Why does it feel familiar? I don't know any of these people. I want to go home. I'm calling Dad to come pick me up. Where's my phone? I touch the sleeve of the dark-haired guy in front of me. Hey, where are we? He turns. Blood covers his face and hands. A gunshot must have blown that hole in his gut. I'm going to puke. The guy stares at the right side of my head and looks like he's going to puke. What are you looking at? I ask. He turns away like he's seriously grossed out. This has to be some sick joke, but now I'm worried. I pretend to fuss with my hair so I can walk my fingers around the spot he was staring at. I don't feel a break in the skin. I press down hard. There. And there. Nothing hurts, no blood on my hand. Thank God. A moment later, the guy turns back to me. His wound has vanished. No blood anywhere. How can that be? A blonde girl catches me staring at the oozing red slashes on her wrists. She snarls and flips me off. My face flushes hot and cold. I sneak another look. Her cuts are gone. A freckled, red-haired mouse of a girl in a lime-green hoodie huddles at the base of the barrier, trembling like a pile of feathers. She nibbles her raw cuticles and stares out at nothing, like she's trying to unsee something horrible. Her singed bangs and eyebrows smell of smoke and rotten eggs. An instant later, she's not singed and doesn't stink. What's with this on-and-off house of horrors? What are all these people waiting for? What is this place? Looks like a bus stop for dead kids. Maybe I'm dead. I pat my body all over. Nope, I'm fine. It's just a dream. Still, scary as hell and way too real. What does Iz call hyper-real dreams? Lucid dreams. Right, that's what this is. Relax. You can't die in a dream. Good. Settled. Not dead. But why do I feel like an empty paper bag?